This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got Doc Newsom scheduled to join us to answer a question of the day surrounding, well, some eczema issues, some topical issues, might be related to fungal issue, ringworm, you've heard about that. So there's some fascinating medical discussion here on the show. But first and foremost, it is Hemp History Week, and we're wrapping it up as we head into the weekend with our good buddy and I say former farmer, but once a farmer, always a farmer. Josh Hendricks from CV Sciences. Josh, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm running a little ragged this morning after a long Hemp History Week, but always happy to be on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, listen, you know, it feels like morning because you've been drinking some hemp beer, apparently. You know, Hemp History Week. What's Hemp History Week without a little hemp beer?
Yeah, we had a cool event last night here in Lexington, Friends of Hemp, which is a nonprofit that I'm on the board of. We had a hemp tap takeover at our good buddies Rock House Brewing, and a bunch of different breweries came in with their hemp beers, and we had my buddies from Wilkes playing music, and so, yeah, it was everything hemp.
The only thing I'm bummed about is I was not invited to this event.
It would have been a long drive for you.
It would have been, and I probably would have just been taking like little tincture bottles filled with little tiny bits of that beer, or else I would have been schnockered after the first quarter ounce.
Yeah, that was a good time, though.
Yeah, that's the heavyweight that I am. But it is Hemp History Week. There's a lot of good stuff going on. And, Josh, you're traveling the country spreading the good news and, of course, keeping up to date on legislation that's affecting on the state level, local level, as well as the federal level. And we've got some of those updates to do. But there is an update at the Hemp Roundtable's website, hempsupporter.com. We've talked about it before. We had we had Jonathan Miller on, didn't we, last week, I think.
Yeah, you did. A week ago today.
Yeah, and so we're always keeping up on what's happening. And there's an extra read all about hemp. The momentum continues to build in support of hemp in the U.S. Congress. We've got news about that. That's why it's even more important for us to keep the pressure going, they say. Contact your senators and congressmen. Urge them to co-sponsor the Hemp Farming Act of 2018 at hempsupporter.com. /resources, I shall say. And we have a link to that. But there's more good news on hemp from Congress. Did you see this update from the Hemp Roundtable?
I did. The resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, they do that every year, but it just goes to show even further the nonpartisan situation that we're in. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, super liberal, super conservative. Everybody seems to agree on this hemp issue that hemp is not marijuana and hemp should be treated like a crop.
Yeah. They said, well, in prior week, they call it the uber powerful Senate Appropriations Committee. They are, because they basically purse string everything, right? They passed language that direct USDA's Agricultural Research Service to spend $500,000 on the development of a hemp seed bank. I know that's like pennies to the federal government, but still, to preserve the seeds, that's great news. As Forbes' Tom Angle discussed in a link there, the committee recognized hemp's growing importance as a crop for U.S. farmers, who have been hampered by losing access publicly to publicly available germplasm for plant breeding purposes due to the destruction of the nation's industrial hemp germplasm in the 1980s. Can you imagine? You know, we had a war on weed that was so destructive that they said, man, we've got to destroy the seeds from history.
Well, I mean, you know, you think about it, it's, they were sitting there for so long, I think the government probably said, well, this is a waste of space, right? And decided that they needed to get rid of them. Obviously, I don't agree with that, but I can't imagine what they thought they were going to do with them. I don't think they ever thought that prohibition would end, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So, yeah, it's good that we're getting to start over on that, but, you know, we certainly could have used it.
Sure. And the war on weed, folks, is a war on nature herself or creation itself. And this is why there are so many reasons that coming around to our sanity is long overdue. And, you know, this is why Hemp History Week is growing in importance. And I think eventually it's going to be Hemp History Month. Honestly, it's going to grow and grow and grow. And that's not a farm joke. That's seriously what we need to see happen. Now, obviously, I'm not a big fan of centralized bureaucracies encroaching on the freedom of the people to grow food or grow hemp in any form. But we go back in history now, and there's is the zebra.org has a story on George Washington, supposedly our nation's first president, although there were presidents under the Articles of Confederation. We'll put that aside for another discussion another day. But George Washington, they call him the father of America at one point. And they say his Mount Vernon, that's the area you can visit, in fact, plants industrial hemp project to illuminate Washington's role as a farmer. Again, how far has it come that we finally acknowledge, you know, the first president? Yeah, you know, he grew hemp. Maybe we should grow hemp on that land when people come to visit Mount Vernon and go, you know, this is what actually happened way back when.
No, yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of historic sites in Kentucky that are growing hemp, little small patches, to do the same thing, to show the history. And, you know, you and I have talked about this. I'm not a big fan of the history. The history of hemp was built on the backs of slavery, and that's not what it's about anymore. We're not even growing hemp for the same things. We're certainly not making ropes or sails with the hemp that we're growing. So, Hemp History Week finally coming to an end, for me at least. I guess it's still going all across the country, but I think it's should just be Hemp Week. We're making our own hemp history now.
Yes.
And celebrating the history seems a little silly to me. But no, you're right. George Washington did grow hemp, and having it in places in Mount Vernon will only help educate the public about the difference between hemp and marijuana. So I think it's great.
Yeah, and your point of that, in the olden days, as they're referred to, there certainly was a different consciousness in terms of slavery and things like that. But consciousness is always shifting. And even the consciousness of the 1980s that perceived the hemp plant as the devil's weed or a dangerous illicit substance, right? How wrong it was and is. And so consciousness is constantly shifting, and now we're coming around, maybe perhaps full circle, but in a better way, where we can utilize the concept of freedom, growing personally and growing, you know, as a business, as a farmer, to say, you know what, we're going to make this a commodity crop as well that we can make a living on. We don't have to maybe rely upon as much as subsidies. See, the bad thing that I see in like all the farm bills is that there's so much money subsidizing things that the marketplace doesn't want or need. You know, the overgrowth of GMO crops to produce alcohol for fuel, which, by the way, we can do that with hemp, with very little or no pesticide use, and we don't even need to genetically modify it. So, you know, I think that the marketplace, in a free market context, we would find out, as we are doing, and we interviewed our friends at the Rodale Institute and other University of Kentucky, I think, even was talking about how they were involved in just discovering how do we grow this stuff organically, and then what can we do with it?
Yeah, well, it was Kentucky State University, and Rodale, and, you know, we're super pumped at CV Sciences to be working with Patagonia and Dr. Bronner's on the organic hemp research at Rodale. One of the three of us, I guess, are divvying up the cost for the Rodale Institute to do that. And I think, you know, you're kind of right in the sense that we should use this as an opportunity too. Does it suck that hemp was illegal for 75 years? Sure. Is there anything we can do about that? No. But what we can do is do it better and learn from our mistakes and not let hemp go the way of GMOs or chemicals, you know, spraying chemicals and that kind of stuff. Let's make this the the liaison into it is to a better farming community overall.
Yes.
And I think that hemp can really do that.
Well, and they're saying the type of hemp that was used, going back to the George Washington story, was not necessarily used for recreational purposes. Ron Paul famously said, if you take industrial hemp and roll it into a quote-unquote marijuana cigarette, it would take one that's big as a telephone pole and you still would not get high. And so it's like there's a lot of education that had to happen for people to kind of go, he was right about that. This is not the same thing. And that's not for me. That's not me dissing on the kind of cannabis that has THC in it, because there is medicinal benefit to that. But in the case of THC content in industrial hemp, I want to remind, maybe tell our new listeners, 0.3% or less, it is not the same thing. Yet, the CBD, as we've discussed as well, from the industrial hemp plant is showing a lot of, not only promise, but validity now in the scientific literature, much less clinically, to have tremendous beneficial effects on human health.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Obviously, marijuana is anything above 0.3%. Not that that's an arbitrary number, but it is what it is. And I think it's no different than decaf coffee or fat-free or sugar-free or kombucha even.
Mm-hmm.
They all have small amounts of alcohol, caffeine, sugar, or fat, or whatever. And it's a definition of zero. So, the products we make, we're still, as you like to put it, they're still as Mother Nature intended them. They're still full plant, totally synergistic. But the THC level is not going to get... They don't want to buzz. And CBD and hemp extracts are doing that for tons of people. I've given lectures all this week across Kentucky and Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And, I go out to the crowd and I say, how many people want to feel better? And everyone raises their hand, and some people raise both their hands.
Yes.
So, there's a big crowd of people out there that want to feel better and don't want to get a buzz. And I think hemp extracts being sold in local health food stores and is the wave of the future. We're starting to see that, our biggest opponent may end up being marijuana.
Yes, right. Well, if they want a monopoly on the marketplace, but that's a very, very good point. In fact, I've got a lecture coming up on CBD and hemp, and that's coming up the 23rd of June this month, if you're listening live, and that'll be in Mount Dora. There's the Health Basket. They've invited me back. We've had great crowds each time we've done this, and looking forward to seeing everybody out there as well. Josh, can you stick around one more segment?
Sure.
All right. Well, we woke him up and, it's like, you drink enough hemp beer, you're going to wake up pretty late. So, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Josh Hendricks, my friend from CV Sciences. If you can't get it locally, I'm sure you can now, but if you can't, you want to go direct, go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. You enter the code RSB15, and you'll get 15% off of your purchase. Again, they've got the raw. They've got the green and the gold formulas that, increases the CBD content depending on what you need. We'll talk about that a little bit more of the political arena for hemp coming forward out of Congress. Amazing things happening next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, a lot of people are clamoring for bipartisanship. I warn you, bipartisanship is not all it's cracked up to be, especially when they take away your freedom together. But, hey, there's some good stuff happening. They want to bring some level of freedom back together, and it surrounds this plant known as hemp, industrial hemp. And, in fact, Josh Hendricks, my good friend from CV Sciences and Farmer, there's a story here. And it's covered in Forbes magazine, of all places. It says Congress launches bipartisan States Act to protect legal cannabis once and for all. So this covers probably the entire gamut of cannabis and hemp at this point. They're talking about Elizabeth Warren, a far-left liberal Democrat from Massachusetts, and Cory Gardner, a Republican from Colorado. And they've introduced the Strengthening the 10th Amendment Through Entrusting States Act. It's called the States Act, seeking to protect all the states that have legalized cannabis or marijuana from federal interference. So this goes into the issue of federalism, how we said the states have the right and authority to nullify federal acts when they are not in, they're not following or adhering to the constitutional limitations at the federal level. So this is really good news, whether it comes from the federal and or the states. The combination is working in our favor to access this plant that I believe and perceive that God created and that can benefit man and animal alike.
Well, was there a question in there, RSB?
No, you know, just checking to see your level of comprehension after all that hemp beer. Did I say anything that made sense?
I think it's great. I mean, I think anything that allows the states to be themselves, I guess, to be, their states are very individualistic these days with cannabis, you know, whether they have recreational, whether they have medical, whether they have both, and whether they have hemp laws now. And I think with 33 states that have passed hemp laws and in terms of what this means for hemp. It really just furthers what we're trying to do and expands the opportunity of making hemp a commodity crop. Now, on the other side of that, you know, I don't get into that business, but I'm sure it's good for them as well. And kind of gives them a little bit of a comfort level in what they're doing. I think that's been the biggest problem in both sides of cannabis, hemp and marijuana, is getting people comfortable with the risk of selling it or, you know, producing it or whatever it is that they're into. And that gives, yeah, like I said, it just gives, puts them at ease a little bit, I think.
Well, and one of the things is talking about normalizing or allowing for the use of the banking industry, right? Because they've been shut out. A lot of the hemp and cannabis industry has been shut out of that side of the equation. Which is obviously problematic if you want to do business, right? So I think, you know, these things are now the mainstreaming or normalization of this as a part of the economy. And this is probably, you know, a necessary part of the maturation of, you know, an economy now in its infancy still, but growing so rapidly that it feels like sometimes, you know, hold on for dear life.
Well, and to your point, you know, I think we've talked about it on the show before. In states where marijuana is legal, you know, my friends in Colorado tell me all the time, you know, they have to pay taxes, obviously, on the business that they do in the marijuana industry. It's a cash business, so when they go down to the tax office and pay their quarterly taxes or whatever they're paying, they take cash, large sums of cash, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they take it down there in cash because the banks won't let them put their money in the bank.
Right.
But when they take it and pay their taxes, they hand the government tax. They can hand the government cash. What do you think the government does? They turn around and put that right in the bank.
Right.
So anything that opens up, you know, normal business practices for folks that are doing what is legal and normal business now, I'm definitely for it.
Yeah, although I wish more of the hemp and cannabis industry would be operating in constitutional coin, gold and silver, according to the Coinage Act of 1792. But there I go again, being all constitutional. What was I thinking? So we've got lots of exciting updates coming up. I think next week there'll be a surprise announcement, very cool announcement from our friends at CV Sciences. We're not going to let the hemp cat out of the bag yet on that one, but there is some cool stuff happening. And you know, listen, I'm very encouraged. We've seen some threatening dark skies over all of this. At the same time, we're, you know, in this Hemp History Week, there's been more, let's say, sunshine flying through those clouds than in previous weeks and months.
Yeah, you know, we have issues that still continue to pop up, whether it's Michigan or California or whatever state, you know, whatever state's going to be the issue next week, but you know, the encouraging thing is we've honestly never lost a battle. And
yes.
You know, I say battle, but we haven't really had to go to many battles, even in Indiana or some of the states where we've gotten the most pushback from government officials or law enforcement. You know, once we are able to educate, we usually win. So you look at our track record, you go Indiana, Wisconsin, we just got the bill passed in Missouri last week, right before the governor resigned, you know. All these things seem to be no-brainers once the education is done. I think you'll see the same thing with Michigan. You'll see the same thing in California.
I agree.
You know, I told somebody today, I said, don't mess with the U.S. Hemp Roundtable.
No, don't do it. Don't do it, folks. Well, Josh Hendricks, go back to sleep, my friend, and we'll catch up next week with some more exciting announcements. Happy U.S. Hemp History Week, my friend.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, now it's time to go a little bit, I don't know if it's egg-heady. True, my friend, you know him as Doc Newsom. Dr. Daniel Newsom is back, and he does have a shiny head, and it's filled with brilliance. And I want to welcome you back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been a while, but you've been a busy man.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for having me back. This is wonderful. Glad to be here.
I always enjoy having you on, and we get to go to really cool places together. And, you know, it's like the science nerd in me just comes out whenever Doc Newsom is around, because he's so cool when it comes to science. So let's launch into it. By the way, folks, he's formulated a lot of the great products we use from our friends at Organics. O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X.com, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've got lots of archives. We've pretty much covered all of the formulations over the many weeks we've been able to get together with you. But now I want to kind of put it together however we want to cover it, if you don't mind. We've got a question coming in. Would it be cool to answer a listener question?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, stand by. It's time.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day is coming in from somebody named Chuen. Chuen, and they actually say she's a she, because she knows, she's a listener, that sometimes we get names, we don't know if it's a male or a female name. This is spelled C-H-U-E-N, Doc Newsom, Chuen. So let's give it a go. So it says, hi, RSB, and I will also say, Doc Newsom, I've written to you before and heard your replies online. I have another question. Is ringworm rash one type of candida? I've been getting it every summer for the last 5 or 6 years. Sometimes the rash stays more than a month, sometimes for only a couple of weeks. What can I do to prevent it? I have a couple of spots on my leg right now for more than a week. I really want to get rid of it. Looking forward to your perspectives. Thank you. So, first question there, Doc. Is ringworm rash a type of candida?
Well, it is. It's a fungus.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so now it's not always a candida fungus, but it is a
it's in the
fungus
family of fungus. Yeah, I've seen that too. It's like they don't call it candida ringwormus. That's not what they call
it. Right, so, exactly. Yeah. But it can. There's multiple types of fungus that can cause ringworm.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not particularly a candida. But here's what is interesting. If one has candida, it's actually very, very easy to get a ringworm. Or a ringworm would be a tinea, they call that. Mm-hmm. It's a tinea fungus. And here's the thing. When there's a fungus growing in one part of the body, it's easy to grow it another fungus in another part of the body.
Okay. Doesn't that go to the heart of the law of the terrain, right? If you're vulnerable to one fungal species, anyone could take advantage of that, and then what do we do?
Right, that's exactly it. Well, here's the thing. If you have the environment to grow fungus, even if it's growing on your skin, you have that environment inside your body also. Mm-hmm. In order to have that environment, in order to be growing a fungus on your skin, even if it's athlete's foot or toenail fungus, okay, you have that same environment inside your body, and it's growing elsewhere, not just on your skin.
Yeah, that's such a good point. And as we learn more and more about the microbiome every day, more studies, more science, microbiome. So it isn't just a matter of, let's say, targeting in Chuen's case. What can we do topically, which is okay. I mean, I certainly don't mind addressing and reducing the severity and the discomfort associated with topical manifestations. But if we ignore that internal terrain or milieu, we are missing the whole point of how healing really is going to happen.
Oh, of course. Here's a really important note to, well, important fact to take note of,
mm-hmm.
Put it that way. You have your central microbiome in your gut. Okay? That, here's an old naturopathic and old osteopathic physical diagnostic technique, okay? They say that whatever is going on in the skin, whatever is going on in the nose, ear, nose, and throat, actually, and whatever is going on in the urinary reproductive tract,
mm-hmm.
is also going on in the gut.
Mm.
All of those are windows into your gut, is what they've been saying this. Okay, they've been saying this. Osteopaths have been saying this since the early 1800s, and naturopaths picked it up in the late 1800s, and they've really ran with it for the last 100 years plus. And these have been, so if you want to figure out what's going on in your gut, just look at what's going on in your sinuses, basically.
Mm.
If you want to know what's going on in your gut, look at your skin, see what's happening in your skin. skin. Here's the thing. The central microbiome, okay, is what feeds the microbiomes in your upper respiratory system, in your skin, and in your urinary reproductive tract. Okay, so in our skin, the microbes growing on our skin come from our gut. Okay, they actually are they're seeded from our gut. So our gut sends the original microbes, the seeds, if you will,
mm-hmm.
for the microbiome of our skin. You know, that all comes from our gut. And so, okay, so if you got skin issues, you got eczema, you got dermatitis, you got ringworm, you got any of these issues, psoriasis, we got to go back to fixing the microbiome
mm-hmm.
if we want the skin issue to clear up.
So Doc, let me ask you this, because we've gone through a lot of the formulations, and every one of them that you've put together pretty much does take that into consideration, right? You don't ignore right. that for anything because of that reason, which is so brilliant. You know, we've talked about the humic acid, the fulvic acid base, but the other, you know, maybe there'd be adaptogenic herbs in the formula or other substances to kind of correct it. So if
right.
we're looking at the organics line, do any of them that should jump out in the case of chewing that would be really helpful to get started on?
Oh, absolutely. The probiotics, number one.
Mm-hmm.
The 7M Plus, number two. Now, it's interesting. The 7M Plus is a mushroom formula, which is a fungus formula. Here's what's interesting. Not only... okay, so let me just talk real quick about the organic products.
Mm-hmm.
The organic products, when we took those to formula, we had... we wanted to make something a little different, so we had my original clinical formulas, formulas that I'd been using in the clinic for years and years and years, and we wanted to upgrade them and make them something even more special, okay? And so what we did is we took and we found either fermented ingredients that we could add to the formulas, or we took and fermented the formulas altogether. In doing that, by either adding fermented ingredients or fermenting the formulas altogether, we made prebiotics out of every one of our formulas. Every one of these formulas is a prebiotic. So you're
reseeding. Okay. You're actually feeding and reseeding. This is brilliant. Because
absolutely. That's exactly what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you take 7M Plus, which is the, you know, a medicinal mushroom formula. If you take that with probiotics, it acts as rocket fuel for those probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, exactly like you just said, we're seeding.
Yeah.
We're laying the groundwork for a healthy microbiome. If you heal your microbiome will heal you.
Beautiful.
That is a truth you can take to the bank. I mean that's true over and over and over again. And here's the thing with okay, so probiotics number one, the 7M Plus number two,
mm-hmm.
The next would be the organozymes.
Mm-hmm.
Your organozymes that's going to help break everything down in the digestive system. It'll take the stress off of the microbiome, which allows the microbiome to heal. And then finally, the fermented turmeric 3D. Again, you know, your most powerful antioxidants in nature are spices. You know, so you take... here's a wild one for you. You know, we talk about ORAC value.
Right. These are considered like antioxidant values?
Sure, sure. That's that's kind of your gold standard for your antioxidant value. The thing that has the highest ORAC value anywhere is clove oil, which is an oil from a spice. okay, it's like 40, 50 times higher than that of grapefruit, or I'm sorry, grape seeds, mm-hmm. which are off the charts, you know. so you got these spices have super powerful antioxidant capacities, and anything in the plant kingdom that's an antioxidant is also an anti-inflammatory. And so with Turmeric 3D, we've got the turmeric. We've got turmeric that's been fermented three different ways by three different probiotic mixes, which leaves the turmeric not only a pre-digested, you know, herbal anti-inflammatory antioxidant, but it's also a prebiotic. Plus, there's always some carryover of those probiotic spores that were used to pre-digest the turmeric in the fermentation process. So, I mean, what we end up with here, this quartet, if you will.
Yeah.
This is what we have here. Is we have probiotics that will go in and heal the gut, but then we have all the other things present that's necessary for them to be successful.
All right. Speaking of that success, we've got to take a break, and we're going to wrap up successfully this weekend edition almost of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Doc Newsom. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Plus, Organozymes, and Turmeric 3D. Now, Doc, again, all of this is that Super Don brought to our attention here. And I remember this from being a child and having swollen tonsils. Honestly, I prayed to God before I knew any about this. Please don't let them take my tonsils. I did not want to have that surgery. And thankfully, I didn't, despite all the other challenges I had. Now, here's a story about researchers saying that children with removed tonsils are triple the likelihood of getting sick. So obviously this impacts their immune system by altering the physicality of the alimentary canal, basically the top of the throat, the tonsils. You have weakened the immune system of these children. Explain that, and how does that fit into our discussion?
Wow. Well, here's the thing. If your body is your fortress, okay? And in the lymphatic system, your tonsils are, as far as your whole digestive tract goes, your tonsils are the gatekeepers. They're the gatekeepers of your fortress. So if you want to take the checkpoint out of the way so that invaders have no, they have no checkpoint.
No little or no obstacle, right?
Right. Literally, you've removed the checkpoint for all the microbes that would be coming through your digestive tract. They take the gate out of the way.
What else do they do when they take out the tonsils? Do they not also prescribe antibiotics in conjunction with that surgical procedure?
Correct.
So they're wiping out the microbiome.
You take tonsils and adenoids, two sets of lymphatic tissue. So for instance, that'd be like the MP with a guard dog.
Yeah.
At the gate, and they take the guard and the dog out of the way.
It's brilliant.
Oh, my goodness.
No. This is why allopathic medicine, their paradigm, it's lacking in intelligence to do this. But, of course, they see something inflamed, they take it out instead of saying, I wonder why it's inflamed, let's correct that.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's my process that I talk about, the healing process that I talk about, there's stabilization, then detoxification, then fortification, and they have to be done in that order.
Say it again. Stabilization.
So you have stabilization, number one, detoxification, number two, and then fortification, finally, is the last step. But Western medicine never gets out of the stabilization phase.
Right. Yeah, crisis intervention to stabilize the patient, but in doing so, harming and weakening that patient because they never detoxify and they never fortify. And it's hard when you remove physically parts that are designed to work, and of course, there's never, something that they perceive to be a gift of creation that they can't say, oh, that really wasn't a gift of creation. You didn't need that. Like, well, why was it there in the first place? Was that a mistake? No, God didn't make a mistake.
That's exactly right. God did not design us with accessory parts.
it's absolutely crazy. And Doc Newsom, it's such a thrill when I get to talk about this with you, because not everybody gets it. And it's very rooted, I believe, in common sense, but they're lacking that in the allopathic medical world. Now, maybe they're trying to regain their sanity one at a time, because occasionally we'll find docs that we appreciate, respect, and can get along with and connect with. But for the most part, the system is so corrupted that it would remove body parts of children in this way and destroy their chance for a healthy immune system later in life. That's why the things we're talking about are going to help these kids too.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.